Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Suicide Motor Club by Christopher Buhlman. Narrated by Christopher Buhlman. Part 1. Judith. May to September, 1967. 1. Did you see the moon? Judith Lamb said, half turning her face to look at her boy in the back seat. Glendon continued coloring, not out of rascality, she knew, but because he would want to finish whatever task he had set himself. His Aunt Patsy, an expert colorist, had lately taught him how to outline, and he was probably laying down some border or other with a stubby blue crayon he bore down on. Outlining was what kept the colors apart, made the picture look grown up. Scribbling was for small children, not five-year-olds like him. 5 1/2, he would say. He was still at an age where half-years mattered, and his birthday in December seemed impossibly far away. "Glendon, I'm talking to you," she said, affection sweetening her voice even in rebuke. That she would spoil him seemed a foregone conclusion. He furrowed his brow and kept on. This was not a boy who suffered interruption gladly. It was easy to mistake Glendon Lamb for an entirely serious child, his father's child, watching him like this, but Judith knew better. "Major Nelson, this is Mission Control. Do you see the moon? Over." "I'm coloring, Mom. Over," he said, but he smiled. She had him. He loved I Dream of Jeannie so much that she could get him to do almost anything if she crossed her arms and